fans in Simon Fee today's umpires. First base, Ron Grass. Third base, Cody Clark. Behind the plate, Paul Burns.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where today the Rainiers celebrate the 4th of July by playing the role of the enemy here in Reno in front of a sold-out crowd here of Reno Aces fans. The Rainiers playing the 4th of July game here in Reno for the second year in a row. Rainiers had a tough one yesterday in the home game on July 3rd, biggest crowd of the season at Cheney Stadium, and the Rainiers had maybe their worst game of the year, losing 11-2, tying a season high with three errors, and doing that in the first three innings while falling behind 11-1. Really a dreadful game yesterday. Tacoma looking to bounce back. They certainly didn't have much in the way of time to dwell on yesterday's game as the Rainiers were up about 3:30 a.m. today to travel to the airport, and the bus that was hired to pick up the Rainiers at Cheney Stadium and drive them to the airport never showed up. And so the Rainiers were late getting to the airport, but did make it on time to get the flight and fly into Reno and maybe take a nap for a couple hours before coming out to the ballpark today and starting this series against the Reno Aces. On the mound for the Rainiers, right-hander Connor Wade. He was activated from the injured list earlier today. Wade making his first start since June 7th. On the year, he's 0-3 with a 9.86 ERA. He'll be opposed by Reno right-hander Bryce Jarvis, the Arizona Diamondbacks' top draft pick in 2020. Jarvis can bring mid-90s heat. He's 3-5 on the year with a 6.67 ERA. The Rainiers have already faced him twice this year, so they'll get another look at Bryce Jarvis today. Tacoma's been hot with the homers Even though they lost 11-2 yesterday, they still hit two solo homers. The Red Ears have homered in 12 straight games with multiple homers in 10 of the 12 games. Well, a little bit of roster move, roster news, I guess, to report. So we'll get to that when the Tacoma Red Ears pregame show continues here in a moment. The Red Ears and the Reno Aces coming up here shortly.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again. You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
The Tacoma Red Ears taking on the Reno Aces tonight, opening game of a six-game series here on the 4th of July in Reno, Nevada. Roster moves today. Connor Wade activated from the injured list. He's making the start today. Also, Mark Mathias has reported he is active for today's game, although not in the starting lineup. He took BP with the team prior to the game. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's contest right after this.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's the tail end of the national anthem, and we are about to, well, we're getting close to the first pitch here. Let's get to the starting lineups. First for the Red Ears, 40-41 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off, playing second base, Sam Haggerty batting second. The designated hitter, Cade Marlowe. Hitting third is first baseman, Didi Gregorius. In the cleanup spot, the third baseman, Jake Shiner. Batting fifth, center fielder Taylor Trammell. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Batting seventh, right fielder Zach Deloach. Hitting eighth, the left fielder Cooper Hummel. And batting ninth, shortstop Mason McCoy. On the mound, Connor Wade. Reno is 47-34 this year. They're the Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club managed by Blake Lawley. They'll lead off with Diego Castillo in left field. Batting second, second baseman Buddy Kennedy. Pavin Smith hits third. He's at first base. Phillip Evans bats cleanup at third. Dominic Canzone hits fifth in right field. P.J. Higgins is the DH. Jose Herrera catches and bats seventh. Jake Hager hits eighth. He's at short. And batting ninth, center fielder Jorge Barroza on the mound. Bryce Jarvis. Umpires, Paul Clemens has the plate. Mark Bass at first and Cody Clark at third. Red Ears and the Aces. That's it for our pregame show. First pitch and the start of today's game coming up next.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one here at Greater Nevada Field. The Red Ears and the Aces. And this is typically a high-scoring ballpark, so we generally expect to see a lot of runs on the scoreboard here. We're at high elevation in the foothills of the Sierra Nevadas. And the ball really carries here. And tonight the breeze is blowing out towards right field, which is traditionally the case here at Greater Nevada Field. Sam Haggerty settles into the batter's box. Switch hitter bats left. Bryce Jarvis on the mound, the right-hander. Son of longtime big leaguer Kevin Jarvis. He's into his motion of the pitch. Is taken for a called strike, and we are underway. A 96-mile-per-hour fastball to get things started. Haggerty hitting 232. 317 on base percentage. He swings and foul, tips a curveball, and the count now is 0-2 on Haggerty. Haggerty had a couple of hits yesterday, including a leadoff homer in the bottom of the first inning that at the time tied the game up 1-1. Little did we know there would be nothing for the fans to cheer about for a long time after that last night. Sears a bouncer foul on the first base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Rainiers didn't score again until the ninth when they had a home run from Adam Engel. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. One and two the count to Haggerty. Jarvis into his motion now, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 1-2. Jarvis making his 13th start for Reno. 3-5 with a 6.67 ERA. He's pitched 55 and a third innings this year, allowing 64 hits, 8 homers. Has struck out 59, walked 32. Next pitch is up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. We're back to the automated ball strike system today. We won't see the challenge system in use until the weekend game starting on Friday. So just letting the robot umpire call the pitches tonight. 2-2 pitch is swung on, grounded through into right field. A base hit for Sam Haggerty to start off the ball game. A ground ball single into right. Good at bat there for Haggerty after falling behind in the count 0-2. Fouled off some pitches, brought the count even, and then grounded a single into right field. So now Cade Marlowe is the hitter. Marlow hitting .256 with 9 homers. And he carries a 9-game hitting streak into tonight's contest. Longest hitting streak on the Rainiers right now. First pitch is down in the dirt, and it skips past Herrera and goes to the backstop. And Haggerty advances to second on the wild pitch. So immediately the Rainiers get a man in scoring position here at the top of the first inning in Reno. Now the next pitch coming from Jarvis to Marlow, and that's up high for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. The Reno infield defense is Paven Smith at first, Buddy Kennedy at second, Jake Hager at short, and Phillip Evans at third. The outfield is Diego Castillo in left field, Jorge Barrosa in center, and Dominic Canzone in right. The catcher, Jose Herrera, just called time and is out on the mound right now talking things over with Jarvis. So they have an early mound meeting here at Greater Nevada Field. This is the opener of a 6-game series. All the games here will be at 6:35 until we get to the Sunday day game, which is the final game before the All-Star break. Marlow stands in. Here comes the 2-0 pitch from Jarvis, and it is low ball 3. So 3 balls, no strikes. Bryce Jarvis out of Duke University. Now the next pitch misses ball 4, and Marlow draws a walk, and the Rainiers' first 2 men have reached here at the top of the first inning. And now D.D. Gregorius is the batter. Gregorius returning to his roots. He first played AAA baseball here in Reno when he was on his way up to the big leagues in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. That was in 2014. Hasn't been here since. He takes the first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. Unless maybe he came in the offseason to... Nah, he wouldn't have done that. I don't think. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. And it swung on and hit the air towards right. And this is going to drop in for a base hit in front of Canzone. Everyone will move up 90 feet. Going to third and stopping there is Haggerty. Marlow now at second. D.D. Gregorius with a soft single to right field. And the Red Ears have loaded the bases with nobody out for Jake Shiner. Well, here we go. Right away in the first, the Red Ears load the bases for their cleanup hitter and team leader in homers and runs batted in. Shiner settles in. He has hit a grand slam this season. He looks out towards Jarvis. And Jarvis into the motion of the pitch is swung on and lined into right field down the line, and that's going to go all the way to the fence on one hop. Haggerty scores. Marlow scores. Coming to third is Gregorius. He stops there. It's a 2-run double for Jake Shiner, and the Red Ears drop first blood at the top of the first inning. It is 2-0. Shiner with his 15th double of the year, and he's up to 69 runs batted in on the season. And now Taylor Trammell is the batter. Trammell hitting .281 with 10 homers, 23 runs batted in 33 games. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Trammell probably happy to see a right-hander on the mound after Salt Lake pitched left-handed starting pitchers against the Rainiers and Taylor the last 2 days. So here's one up and away, and the count's even, 1-1. So a couple of runs here in the first and an opportunity for more. Next pitch called a strike, and it goes to 1-2. The Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a slider down and in. And there's the first out of the ball game. Trammell strikes out swinging. So one out in the top of the first, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Now the pitch with the infield partway in, and it's a swing and a miss. While the corner infielders are in a few steps, the middle infielders are back at normal depth. O'Keefe, 247 average, 15 homers. He was off yesterday. He swings and grounds one foul on the third base side. Count goes to 0-2. So 0-2, the count to O'Keefe, who's looking to at least put a ball in play here and pick up a run. The pitch is a fastball up high, 96 miles per hour. That's where Jarvis has topped out so far. Reno has the hardest throwing pitching staff in the PCL, and they've got upper 90s heat all up and down the roster. As here's one inside for a ball, both in the starting rotation and in the especially in the bullpen. They even have a couple guys who crack 100 routinely in the bullpen. Two balls, two strikes to O'Keefe. And the pitch is outside, ball three, and O'Keefe has worked the count full after being behind in the count 0-2. Jarvis has thrown 23 pitches here in the first, and there's only one out. Here's the 3-2 on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. Got him with a slider, and that's the second out of the inning, and Jarvis has found something here with that slider with the last two hitters. So two down, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter with runners at second and third. Deloach hitting .288 with 10 homers, 43 runs batted in, .395 on base percentage. Left-hand hitter against the right-hand pitcher, and he takes a first-pitch changeup for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch on its way, and it's grounded down the third baseline. That's a fair ball right over the bag. Scoring is Gregorius. Here comes Shiner. He's going to score as well. And in at second base with a double is Zach Deloach. And the Raiders make it a 4-0 lead here at the top of the first inning. A grounder hit right over the third base bag. It bounced over the base. Philip Evans, the third baseman for Reno, couldn't believe that ball was fair. Threw his arms in the air when he saw the call from the umpire, but no other aces are arguing. From my vantage point, I thought it bounced right over the bag, which is a fair ball. The base is in fair territory. So a two-run double. And now Cooper Hummel is the batter, and he takes down low for a ball. Deloach with his 15th double of the year, and he's up to 45 runs batted in. Now the 1-0 to Hummel, who used to play for Reno, and this is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Zach Deloach with the two-run double after pitching the ninth inning yesterday for his first professional pitching appearance. Worked a scoreless inning. They had trouble hitting his lob. Here's a swing and a pop-up down the third baseline. Evans in foul ground makes the catch by the rolled-up tarp, and that is the final out of the inning. Hummel fouls out. But the Raiders send eight batters to the plate in the top of the first, and they score four runs on four hits. There were no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma 4, Reno coming to the plate.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
Oh, good top of the first for the Rainiers. They hang four runs on the scoreboard, and now they take the field for the first time at the bottom of the first inning. And on the mound, right-hander Connor Wade, just off the injured list today. His last start was June 7th, almost a month ago, and it was here in this ballpark, and it was not a good one. He allowed five runs in two innings and then landed on the injured list with shoulder tenderness. And his first pitch to Diego Castillo is outside for a ball, 1-0. Castillo batting .344 for Reno. One homer, .441 on base percentage, and he takes a strike, 1-1 now. Castillo's normally an infielder, but today he is starting in left field. 1-1 from Wade is a fastball up high. Hit 90 on the gun with that fastball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch outside, ball three. Three-one delivery. Up and in, ball four, a leadoff walk to Castillo here at the bottom of the first inning, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Reno's offense is different from what we are used to seeing from the Aces in the past. They're not a power-hitting team. They're last in the league in hitting home runs, despite playing half their games in this great home run hitter's ballpark, as the pitch to Kennedy is in there for a strike. But what they do is hit a whole lot of singles and doubles, and they lead the league in triples, and they don't strike out much, and they draw a lot of walks. So now the 0-1 pitch is down low. They lead the league in runs scored despite being last in homers. It's because they lead the league in batting average. Their team is hitting .313. The team is hitting .313. And the 1-1 pitch is yanked foul down the third baseline. Also, they have guys with good eyes up and down the plate who don't strike out much. They lead the league in on-base percentage. Their team on-base percentage is .407. The Rainiers have only one player on the roster with an on-base percentage of .407 or better. The Aces team on-base percentage is .407. As here's a pitch outside to Kennedy. It's a very odd mix in this league to have no power and all these on-base machines up and down the lineup. And it's been working for them. They, as I mentioned, lead the league in runs scored, and they're 13 games over .500 this year. 2-2 to Kennedy is hit in the air towards left center, and this is pretty deep. Trammell's back, and he's going to have to play it off the fence. Coming around third is Castillo. He's headed home. Here's the relay to the plate, and it's cut off by Gregorius. A double and an RBI for Buddy Kennedy, and it's 4-1. So Kennedy with his 18th double of the year. Drives in a run. And the Aces are on the scoreboard. The leadoff walk ends up scoring. And now Pavin Smith is the batter. Hitting in the three hole for Reno. Left-hand batter who has spent most of his season in the big leagues with the Diamondbacks. He swings and pops one up to left. ranging towards the foul line is Hummel, and in foul territory, he makes the catch, and there's the first out. Smith fouls out to Hummel. One away at the bottom of the first inning, and now Phillip Evans will be the batter. Evans, right hand hitting third baseman, the league's leading hitter, batting .357 with six homers. Leads the league with a .470 on base percentage. And the fastball is outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Now the pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0. Two-oh pitch, outside, ball three. So Wade behind in the count, three balls, no strikes. And here comes the pitch, and it's called a strike. 90-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle as Evans was taking all the way. Three-one pitch, called a strike, and the count is now full, 3-2. And the payoff, swung on, bounced up the first baseline, and it trickles foul. Didi Gregorius fielding it in foul territory. Didi playing first base for the first time in his pro career. Rainiers have Sam Haggerty at second, Mason McCoy at short, and Jake Shiner at third. Outfield is Hummel in left, Trammell in center, and Deloach in right. Behind the plate, Brian O'Keefe on the mound, Connor Wade. The pitch is lined over third and down the left field line. That's going to be extra bases. Kennedy will score easily from second, and trotting into second base with an RBI double is Phillip Evans, and it is 4-2. Break out your calculators. Looks like we're going to have a high-scoring game tonight. Already six runs in the first inning. Only one out at the bottom of the first. Rainier's got four at the top. Reno has already played a two in the bottom. Dominic Canzone now the batter. Canzone, left-hand hitter, hitting .339 with 16 homers, 68 runs batted in, and the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Now the swing and a foul out of play. Counts 1-1. Canzone, the lone player on the Aces in double digits and homers. And he swings and bounces one to second, and that's fielded by Haggerty after a high hop, and he throws out Canzone at first, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. Evans advances to third. So Canzone grounds out to second, and now P.J. Higgins is the batter. Higgins hitting .333. With six homers, .422 on base percentage, right-hand hitter. And he takes inside for a ball. Reno has five of the top six hitters in the league in the batting average department. Sears a fastball in there for a strike. Evans leads the league. Diego Castillo is third. Canzone is fourth. Kennedy is fifth. And Higgins is sixth. 1-1 pitch, pulled foul down the third baseline. And none of them are power threats except for Canzone. They're all just singles, doubles, guys, but they hit so many of these singles and doubles that they end up scoring a lot of runs, the Aces do. One ball, two strikes. Wade looking for his first strikeout. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away into the seats on the first base side. Packed house here in Reno. Fireworks after the game. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. Inside, ball three. A change from Wade that ran in on Higgins, and it's a full count. Runner at third, two outs. The on-deck hitter is Jose Herrera. 3-2 from Wade is swung on and fouled back. Higgins staying alive. Tot here in Reno, low 90s. At game time, it'll cool off into the 70s after sunset. Here's the 3-2, and it's popped up foul and out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. Red Ears were just here not too long ago and split a six-game series. That was about a month ago. 3-2 again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a change, and that closes out the bottom of the first inning. So Wade with his first strikeout. Reno settles for two runs on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the second inning. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 2.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tacoma 4, Reno 2 is our score after one inning of play here in Reno. We go to the second. It'll be Mason McCoy, Sam Haggerty, and Cade Marlowe to bat this inning for Tacoma against the right-hander Bryce Jarvis. McCoy standing in. He's batting .246 with nine homers, .750 OPS. Jarvis with a pitch, and it's a fastball in there for a strike. McCoy hitting ninth in the lineup, but today the Red Ears sent eight batters to the plate in the first inning. Jarvis ended up throwing 29 pitches that frame. Now he throws a slider for a called strike. McCoy calls time and steps out for a moment. Now the 0-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Three pitches, and McCoy has struck out. Third strikeout for Jarvis. One away, and now Sam Haggerty is the hitter. Haggerty singled and scored in the first. Switch hitter. Haggerty bats left against Jarvis, and the pitch is looped out into left field. On comes Castillo. He tries a sliding catch and short hopped it, says the umpire, and Haggerty is aboard at first base. Castillo tried to make a sliding catch charging the ball, and he did pick it, but he picked it on a short hop. And the base umpire, Cody Clark, was there to make the call. So Haggerty has his second hit of the game already. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. He walked and scored in the first inning. Left-hand batter. And Jarvis with his pitch, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1. One pitch coming, swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 0-2 fouled away, still no balls, two strikes. Aces Ballpark has deep dimensions to attempt to at least to make up a little bit for the way the ball carries here in the high elevation. 338 to the left field foul pole, 340 to the right field foul pole. Power alley in left center, 410 feet. The fence out there is 25 feet tall, 424 to right center. Shorter fence out there. 0-2 pitch is up high for a ball. And you see that 424 out there in right center, and you think, man, that's a long ways away. But we routinely see home runs fly over that 424 sign here in this ballpark. Happens all the time. Toss to first base. Haggerty's back in. He's obviously a threat to steal, and he's 7-for-7 already stealing bases for the Rainiers in just 14 games with the team this year. It's being held on by Pave and Smith. There he goes, and the pitch is inside, and no throw to second base by Herrera. Haggerty had a huge jump, and he has his first steal of the night and eighth as a Rainier this year. Didn't even have to slide, went in standing up. So two balls, two strikes to Marlowe. And Jarvis with his pitch, and it swung on, grounded to short. That's scooped up by Hager, and he'll throw high to first, but reaching up and keeping his foot on the bag is the first baseman, Smith, to record the out. Haggerty moved up to third, and Marlowe is the second out of the inning. So Haggerty at third with two outs for D.D. Gregorius, who singled to right his first time up. And the pitch is a fastball inside, ball one. One 0 pitch now, inside, two balls, no strikes. And this one is low ball three, and Gregorius well out ahead of the count now, 3-0. Three 0 pitch coming, and it swung on and bounced fair behind the first base bag, fielded by Smith, and he takes it to the bag himself for the putout, and the inning is over. Rainiers threatened, but they do not score in the top of the second inning. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 2. Connor Wade on the hill. He'll face Jose Herrera, Jake Hager, and Jorge Barrosa. Herrera, switch hitter, will bat left-handed. This is the 19th game this year between Tacoma and Reno. And this is the first time the Red Ears have seen Herrera because he's been in the majors with the Diamondbacks all season until quite recently. And the pitch is taken down low by Herrera. This is his 12th game for Reno. He's played in 22 major league games this year, sharing the catching duties up there with Gabriel Moreno, the impressive rookie, prior to getting set down when Carson Kelly came off the injured list. Next pitch outside. It's 3-0 now to Herrera. Wade walked the leadoff man in the first inning, and he scored, and he's in danger of doing it again here in the second. 3-0 the count, and the pitch is up and away. Ball four. Four-pitch walk to Herrera. Second walk issued by Wade, and now Jake Hager is the batter. Hager hitting 222 in 47 games for Reno with three homers. Starting shortstop today. The Red Ears pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, takes a visit to the mound after the four-pitch walk to start the inning. And, I mean, I think I get where he's coming from. You really just can't have that in Reno. Walks hurt you so much in this ballpark. And Cuevas offering some words of encouragement. Walks hurt you anywhere, but especially in these high-scoring parks and against a contact-hitting team like this in a great hitter's park. Hager now the batter. And the pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Hager. Next pitch, fastball inside, two balls, no strikes. Here comes the 2-0 pitch, and it is in there for a strike, and it's 2-1. Now the 2-1 is outside, ball three. Jorge Barrosa on deck. Now the 3-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count is full, 3-2. Payoff is swung on, hit out of the air towards right, and that's going to drop in shallow right for a base hit for Hager off the end of the bat. Herrera takes second and stops there. Bloop single for Jake Hager. And the Aces have runners at first and second with nobody out. And now Jorge Barrosa will be the batter. Barrosa, switch hitter, will bat left. He's hitting 280 with seven homers, 39 runs batted in. number 9 hitter for the Aces. And the pitch from Wade is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Delivery. Swung on and popped up high in the sky to right field. Shallow. Back is Haggerty. Deloach calls him off, and the right fielder Deloach makes the catch. And there's the first out in the bottom of the second inning. So one out. And now Diego Castillo will be the hitter. He walked and scored in the first inning. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. Rainier's open for a double play ball in the infield. 0-1 pitch. Hit in the air down the right field line. Long run for Deloach into foul ground, and he can't get it. It's out of play. 0-2 now, the count to Diego Castillo. Castillo waving the bat back and forth. Runners have their leads. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 1-2. Now this pitch swung on, fouled off down the first base side. Still 1-2. Wade approaching 50 pitches already. Now the pitch bounced to the right side, and ranging over to scoop it up is Haggerty. He has only one play. He throws to Gregorius at first for the putout, and they get Castillo for the second out of the inning. The runners move up. Herrera takes third, and Hager is now at second. Buddy Kennedy, the batter, with the tying runners in scoring position. He hit a long RBI double in the first inning. Now the pitch is hit well to left field. Back on the ball is Hummel at the track, and he has room. He makes the catch, and there's the final out of the inning. Kennedy flies out to the warning track in left field, and Reno does not score in the second inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Tecoma 4, Reno 2.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We head to the third inning, Tecoma 4, Reno 2. J. Jake Shiner, Taylor Trammell, and Brian O'Keefe to bat this inning against Bryce Jarvis. Shiner hit a two-run double in the first. Right-hand batter, Jarvis's pitch is a slider outside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers flew in this morning from Tacoma. Reno came in from Sacramento. They played at Sacramento yesterday as there's a swing and a miss by Shiner. The Sacramento to Reno drive is only, well, it's less than 3 hours. They bust there. They don't fly. So here's one inside to Shiner, 2-1. So they were back after the game last night, probably around 1 in the morning, maybe 2 in the morning, back home in Reno, the Aces were. 2-1 pitch to Shiner, fouled away. 2-2 now. Pitch. Hit well towards center, and moving back on it is Barossa, and he is there to make the catch on the edge of the warning track, and that is the first out at the top of the third inning. Shiner flies out to center, and now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell struck out swinging. And the pitch is a breaking ball up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch, pulled down the first baseline, foul, and the count's even, 1-1. Now a swing and a little roller up the middle. This is scooped up by the second baseman, Kennedy, and he throws out Trammell at first base, and two men are gone. Trammell might have cracked his bat with that swing. Two down at the top of the third. Jarvis has retired four in a row, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe struck out swinging his first time up. Working a full count before swinging at a slider. This time he takes a first pitch fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming. And this is hit in the air to center and struck well. Barossa's back. It's over his head and off the fence, and it bounces away from him, but O'Keefe is going to stop at second base because the right. No, they're saying it cleared the fence and bounced back onto the field, and that's a home run for O'Keefe. It hit just above the wall in right center field and bounced back onto the field. It fooled me. I thought it was a live ball, but no, it's out of here, and O'Keefe has hit his 16th homer of the year. The Red Ears lead 5-2. The outfielders played it like it was a live ball. But it did get out of here. Home run number 16, and now the pitch to DeLoach misses for a ball, 1-0. So the Red Ears now lead 5-2. And now a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1 to DeLoach, who hit a two-run double in the first. Now a swing and a miss. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. DeLoach back in the batter's box now. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and DeLoach is retired, swinging at a changeup for strike three. Fourth strikeout for Jarvis. Rainiers get a run, though, on the O'Keefe homer. It was the only hit. No one left on. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2. Connor Wade on the mound. He'll face Pavin Smith, Phillip Evans, and Dominic Canzone. These are the 3-4 and 5 hitters in the Reno lineup. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count to Pavin Smith. Smith recently optioned to AAA by the Diamondbacks on June 30th. As he fouls one back, he was hitting 190 for Arizona. A patient hitter who draws a lot of walks, even in the big leagues. Oh, and two the count. And Wade with the pitch, and this one is outside. Wade's walked the leadoff man in each of the first two innings. It led to a run in the first. He survived it in the second. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Smith, and it's grounded foul third base side, and it's still a ball and two strikes to Pavin Smith. Now the 1-2, grounded up the middle and into center field, a base hit for Pavin Smith to lead off the bottom of the third inning. Ground ball single into center field. So he's on, and now Phillip Evans is the bat. Evans had an RBI double in the first, and the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Oh, and one to Evans. And the pitch is swung on and lined to first, caught by Gregorius, and he touches the bag with his glove for the double play. What a play by D.D. Gregorius at first base in his first ever game at the position. He was holding the runner on, and when you do that, when the pitcher goes into his motion to throw the pitch, you step off the bag away from the foul line just to give yourself the ability to cover a little more ground. Evans hit a screaming liner right back where he had been standing. Gregorius dived to the foul line, caught the ball right in front of the bag, and then just reached behind himself with the ball in his glove and touched the first base bag to double off the runner. Now the pitch to Canzone's hit to left, and it's over the head of Hummel, and that's going to be a base hit for Canzone. Hummel does a nice job of getting it in and holding him to a single. So Canzone with the line drive single to left off the wall. And he is at first with two outs. What a play, though, by D.D. Gregorius at first base. P.J. Higgins now the batter. And the pitch to Higgins is a little bit high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch on its way to Higgins. And it is up high for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And the 2-0 is a swing and a miss, so the count goes to 2-1. Two-one delivery. Swing and a miss, strike two. A changeup from Wade, and Higgins was out in front. So two balls, two strikes, runner at first with two outs. Now pickoff throw to first, back in is Canzone. Here comes the next offering from Wade on its way to Higgins, and it is swung on, grounded up the middle, and McCoy dives, has it, and then scoops it with the glove to Haggerty for the force out on Canzone at second base, and there's the final out of the inning. Mason McCoy flashing the leather at shortstop. Some nice defensive work by the right ears here in the third. No runs for Reno on a couple of hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
We go to the fourth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Reno 2. Cooper Hummel, Mason McCoy, and Sam Haggerty to bat here at the top of the fourth inning against Bryce Jarvis. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1 the count. The third baseman, Evans, came running in on that pitch, thinking Hummel might try to bunt for a hit, I guess, but Hummel didn't even show bunt. Now the pitch is pulled in the air to right field, and back is Canzone at the track, and he makes the catch a couple steps in front of the right field fence. And one man is out in the top of the fourth inning. Hummel flies out to right field, and now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy struck out in his only plate appearance so far today. And he takes a strike 0-1. Next offering, outside for a ball. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League last night. Now the 1-1, swing and a missed strike two. Mentioned Reno was at Sacramento. They actually had a really positive day for their ball club yesterday in Sacramento. It's now the 1-2 pitch to McCoy. It's a fastball called strike three, and Mason knew it. 96 on the outside edge, and two men are gone at the top of the fourth inning, and now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Reno shut out Sacramento yesterday, 7-0. Pitched their third shutout of the year. Slade Ciccone tossed seven scoreless innings, giving up four hits, and then the bullpen finished it off. Ciccone didn't walk anyone in seven innings and struck out seven. His pitch to Haggerty misses low for a ball, 1-0. Reno hung seven on the board at Sacramento. Blaze Alexander doubled, homered, and drove in three, and he's not in the lineup for him today. So there's a pitch down low to Haggerty. Reno split that series at Sacramento, so they're 3-3 in the second half standings, just like Tacoma. 2-0 pitch is hit well towards right center field. Long run into the deep part of the park for Barossa, and he makes a great running catch. He can really cover some ground out there. Jorge Barossa with a running catch in deep right center field, taking extra bases away from Sam Haggerty. Three up, three down at the top of the fourth. The Red Ears hit a couple of balls a long way, but they were caught. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Mike Curto back with you from Greater Nevada Field in Reno. Right here's lead 5-2. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The running aces race between innings was just called off because of a foul deck. I'll explain here. Jose Herrera stands in, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away on the third base side. The running aces, it's a race, a mascot race, if you will, except that the four candidates are playing cards with, you know, costumes and humans racing in them, and it's the ace of spades, the ace of clubs, the ace of diamonds, and the ace of hearts. They have the aces race. So there's a pitch in for a strike, and whenever the ace of spades win, they play Motorhead, but that's beside the point. So they have the four aces race, but a fifth ace joined this time around. As there's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Down goes Herrera, and Wade has his second strikeout. One down in the fourth, and now Jake Hager will be the batter. You can't have a fifth ace in the deck. And so, they called the running aces race. Foul deck. Five aces. No good. Swinging a foul back now by Jake Hager. 0-1 the count. He singled his first time up. More from around the league last night. Oklahoma City beat Sugarland 5-2 in Sugarland, Texas. Mike Montgomery, former Rainier from a long time ago, tossed five shutout innings. Here's a bouncing ball through the middle of the diamond and into center field. A base hit for Hager. He is 2-for-2 today. Jake Hager with a ground ball single to center. And now Jorge Barrosa is the batter. Barrosa flied out earlier. He's 0-for-1. And the pitch is outside to Barrosa. Ball one. Albuquerque beat El Paso 11-10. The Isotopes getting three hits, including a double and a homer, and three runs scored from Winton Bernard, who's back in the fold with the Isotopes, a former PCL star. Jonathan Morales at his seventh homer. Albuquerque won 5 out of 6 against El Paso. As here's one outside to Barrosa. And you look at the second half standings, and Albuquerque, who was dead last with an anchor tied to him in the first half, is tied in first place at 5-1 in the second half, tied with Oklahoma City. So here's a pitch up and away, ball three to Barrosa. Right here's with bullpen activity. Nolan Blackwood is warming up. 3-0 pitch to Barrosa. Outside, ball four, four-pitch walk. Hager takes second, and there are two on with one out. Wade over 70 pitches now in his first start coming off the injured list, so he's probably nearing the end of his outing. Castillo has grounded out and walked so far, 0-for-1 with a run scored. And the pitch from Wade is taken inside for a ball. One other game yesterday, Round Rock won at Las Vegas 10-7. J.P. Martinez hit a three-run homer. Diosabel Arias had three hits, double, triple homer. He missed the cycle by a single, and he had five runs batted in. Next pitch, ball two. Wade behind in the count to Castillo, 2-0. And the pitch is called a strike on the outside edge with a slider, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch on its way, and it is popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. Counts even, 2-2. Now the 2-2 coming. And it is swung on and skied high in the air. Foul behind the plate. O'Keefe back by the screen, and he makes the catch. Brian O'Keefe gloving it near the netting behind home plate. Big out there for the second out of the inning. And now Buddy Kennedy comes to the plate with two on and two out. Looks like they're going to give Wade a chance to finish this inning. Kennedy 1-for-2 with a double and a deep fly out. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. And the 1-0 coming. And it's a slider for a strike. Pickoff throw to second, but back in safely is Hager. The Rainier second baseman, Haggerty, was a little late getting over there to cover the bag on that pickoff throw. He ended up catching the throw from O'Keefe behind the bag several feet. Stopped it from going into center, though. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Wade's ahead of Kennedy, a ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 pitch is on its way. Called strike three. Down goes Kennedy, and Wade gets through four innings today. Did a nice job of surviving in this one. No runs for Reno on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2. Rainiers look to add to their lead here with Cade Marlowe, D.D. Gregorius, and Jake Shiner batting against the right-hander Bryce Jarvis. And the pitch to Marlowe is in there for a strike. If you joined us late, the Rainiers scored 4 runs in the top of the first inning. And then Reno scored 2 in the bottom of the first inning. As now Marlowe pulls one to first and is caught by the first baseman Smith on the fly, reaching down and catching it right before it hit the dirt. So that is out number one at the top of the fifth. After one inning, I thought, man, we're going to be in for a high-scoring game today. And we still may. It's still early in this contest. But after the first inning, there's only been one run since. Here's the pitch to D.D. Gregorius, and it's taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Gregorius singled and scored in the first, 1-for-2 today. Now the pitch is popped up foul behind third. Evans in foul territory, and up against the netting, he gloves it, but the umpire rules that it touched the netting on its way down into his glove, so it is not a catch. Once the ball hits that netting, it is a dead ball and a foul ball. And the base umpire, Cody Clark, was right there with a good look at it, and Evans did not argue, so I think our man in blue nailed the call there. One ball, one strike, the count to Gregorius. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. So 1-2 now. And this pitch is high for a ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes to D.D. Gregorius. Now the 2-2 pitch is hit in the air to left, and Castillo has it come right to him, and he makes the catch, and Gregorius is retired. And Bryce Jarvis has retired 6 straight hitters since O'Keefe's homer, and he has retired 10 of the last 11. And the pitch is bounced up the middle, and ranging to the other side of second is Kennedy, and his throw to first is in the dirt, and it's scooped by Pavin Smith in time to retire Shiner. And that wraps up the top of the fifth inning. The Rainiers go in order, 3-3. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth with the score, Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Leading off the bottom of the order is first baseman number 26, Pavin Smith.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 2. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Nolan Blackwood in from the pen. First batter he faces is Pavin Smith, and the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Blackwood, the Red Ears side armor, on in relief of Connor Wade, who did a nice job in his return from the injured list. So here's one in for a strike to Smith. Wade went 4 innings, allowed 6 hits and 3 walks. That's 9 base runners in 4 innings, but he stranded him and allowed only 2 runs. And now here's a pop fly to shallow center. Coming in is Trammell. He has time to get there, and he makes the catch. And that's the first out at the bottom of the fifth. Smith flies out to Trammell. And now Phillip Evans is the batter. Blackwood is in his 30th appearance. First Red Ears reliever to pitch in 30 games this year. 2-3 with a 5.71 ERA. He entered play tied with Taylor Williams, 29 appearances, which is actually the third highest for a reliever in the league. So here's a pitch in for a strike, and Blackwood reaches appearance number 30 before Williams does, although we may see Williams later in this game. All one pitch, grounded right to the shortstop. McCoy scoops it up. Easy toss to first for the out, and two men are gone at the bottom of the fifth. Phillip Evans grounds out to short. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Canzone's 1-for-2 with a single. Left-hand batter. And the pitch to him is a little low for a ball, 1-0. One oh pitch is called a strike, counts even, 1-1. Now swing and a bouncer over the mound. Tough play for McCoy. Barehand pick, fires to first, and it's a wild throw. And safe at first base is Canzone. He will not advance any further. It'll be an infield single for Canzone. McCoy trying to make a terrific play with the barehand pick and throw to first on a slow chopper. He picked it cleanly, but his throw was wide of the mark. Not sure it would have got Canzone had it been right on the money. Canzone credited with a single. And so Reno has a man aboard with two outs for P.J. Higgins. Still have daylight here in Reno. Plenty of it, actually. It's now the pitch from Blackwood, grounded right to McCoy. This is a routine play, and he fields it and throws to Haggerty for the force out, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth. Higgins retired on one pitch. No runs for the Aces on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the sixth inning. Tacoma 5, Reno 2 is our score. Taylor Trammell, Brian O'Keefe, and Zach DeLoach to bat against right-hander Bryce Jarvis. Trammell's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out so far. Jarvis has retired 7 straight Tacoma batters. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and hit high in the sky to shallow left center. Diego Castillo is the man who is there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out. Trammell flies out to the left fielder, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe, the last man to reach base against Reno, and he was just trotting around the bases as it turned out. He homered in the third. And Jarvis's pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. Next pitch. Fired in there for a strike, and it's 0-2 to O'Keefe. O'Keefe steps out for a moment. Now he eases back into the batter's box. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. And the 1-2. Fouled back, a high fastball, and O'Keefe was under it and fouled it straight back. Still a ball and two strikes. Yeah, Now the 1-2 swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike three, and O'Keefe is the second out here in the sixth inning. That is strikeout number six for Bryce Jarvis in 5 2/3 innings. He has really settled down nicely since the Red Ears put the four on the board in the first inning. Zach Deloach now the batter. He's 1-for-2, had a two-run double in that first inning rally. Jarvis into his motion of the pitch is swung on. It bounced up the first baseline. It's a fair ball fielded by Smith, and he touches the first base bag for the out, and the inning is over. Jarvis has retired 10 straight Red Ears. Three up, three down at the top of the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It remains Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Moving on to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Reno. It is Tacoma 5, Reno 2. Nolan Blackwood to begin his second inning of relief work. He tossed a scoreless fifth. He'll face Jose Herrera, Jake Hager, and Jorge Barrosa in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Herrera heads up to the plate. Switch hitter will bat left-handed against the side-arming righty Blackwood. Herrera's 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout so far. And Blackwood's pitch is taken for a called strike, 0-1. We'll take a look at our Mariner Farm report. There was a 3rd of July thriller with AA Arkansas last night. So now here's one outside for a ball. The Travelers, the Mariners AA team, hosted Springfield, St. Louis Cardinals affiliate in the AA Texas League. Neither team in Texas, but that's just semantics. Here's one down low for a ball. And it was tied 6-6 after 9. And Arkansas managed to strand the automatic runner in the top of the 10th, so they had a chance to win it in the bottom of the 10th, and they did. So here's a strike to Herrera. They had a walk-off two-run homer hit by the guy who's been their heaviest hitter all year, Robbie Tenorowicz, as here's one down low for a ball. And the Mariners AA team won 8-6. Tenorowicz hitting .299 with 13 homers, 63 runs batted in, .938 OPS at AA Arkansas. 3-2 to Herrera is grounded to Mason McCoy, who knows what to do with that. He fields it and throws to first for the out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. Herrera grounds out to shortstop, and now Jake Hager will bat. Hager 2-for-2 tonight with a couple of singles. Also on the farm, the Everett Aqua Sox lost their July 3rd game to Eugene 6-5. Harry Ford had 3 hits as he's tuning up for the Futures game. Here's a swing and a pop-up by Hager right to the second baseman Haggerty, who makes the catch, and two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Jorge Barrosa will be the batter. Ford's going to play in the Major League Baseball All-Star Futures game on Saturday at T-Mobile Park. One of two Mariners selected, along with AA outfielder Jonathan Clase. First pitch to Barrosa's in there for a strike. Ford hitting 248 for Everett. He's young for the league at age 20. 799 OPS. Here's a swing and a foul back, 0-2. And Ford really working on his catching there for Everett. So no balls, two strikes to Barrosa, who called time and stepped out, but he's now back in there and ready to hit again. The 0-2 pitch is way outside, 1-2. One-two pitch. Hit in the air to straightaway center. Back is Trammell at the track. He reaches up and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Taylor Trammell gloving it in deep center field. And Nolan Blackwood pitches a 3-up, 3-down, bottom of the sixth. So we head to the seventh with the score. Tacoma 5, Reno 2.
Ready for an MVP move? Using Water Wisely can help lower your summer water bills and help maintain our water supply. Fixing leaks, turning off the tap, and running full loads of dishes and laundry can reduce water waste. Water lawns early in the day and only give your landscape about 1 inch of water each week. From the forest to your tap, Tacoma Water takes pride in providing clean, reliable water. Learn more at mytpu.org/watersmart.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We move on to the seventh inning here in Reno. Tacoma 5, Reno 2 is our score. New pitcher for the Aces, Nabil Chrismant, a former Rainier, is on the hill now for the Aces. Bryce Jarvis went six innings, allowed six hits and five runs all earned, walked one, struck out six. Chris Matt's first pitch to Cooper Hummel is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Chris Matt just acquired by the Diamondbacks after the Padres let him go. Here's one up high for a ball. Chris Matt's been in the major leagues with San Diego the last 3 years. As here's one in for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. He was really struggling this year and spent some time in El Paso. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field down the line, hooking, and this goes foul. Two balls, two strikes to Cooper Hummel. Chris Matt was with the Red Ears in 2019, 1 year in the Mariners system. His time in Tacoma did not go well. So there's a swing and a foul back. He had a really difficult time, well, getting out, and ended up getting sent to AA Arkansas, where he easily got out. And then the next year, 2020, he was in the big leagues with the Cardinals. Here's a bouncer foul by Hummel. Still 2-2. And Chris Matt had a a couple of good years with the Padres, 3.76 ERA and 45 relief appearances in 2021. As Hummel now strokes one into left field, there's a base hit to lead off the top of the seventh inning. Hummel with a sharp single to left. And now Mason McCoy is the batter. Last year, Chris Matt had a 2.94 ERA in 50 appearances for San Diego. Right-hander from Colombia, Nabil Crismat. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball 1-0. Now McCoy steps out for a moment. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's a breaking ball over for a strike, and the count's even now, 1-1. This is Chris Matt's second appearance for Reno since signing with them as a free agent. He worked two scoreless innings the other day in Sacramento. 1-1 pitch popped up, a foul behind the plate, and that will be a souvenir for someone. 1-2 now to Mason McCoy. Chris Matt's 1-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. Throw to first base, and back in standing up is Hummel. Now the 1-2, low and outside, two balls, two strikes. Rainier scored four in the first and one in the third. Reno got their two runs in the first. 2-2 to McCoy is lifted foul and out of play on the third base side. Out in front of a changeup, but still 2-2. McCoy uses his timeout and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Here's the 2-2, and it's swung on and lined back to the mound, caught by Chris Matt, and he easily doubles Hummel off of first. And just like that, two men are gone. McCoy lines it up the middle, but the pitcher catches it and starts a double play. Just like that, two men are gone, and now Sam Haggerty is the batter. Haggerty's 2-for-3 tonight with two singles and was robbed of a third hit on a nice running catch by the center fielder Barossa in deep right center in the fourth. Here's a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch is coming. And that's up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. It's 1-2 now. This one's lined softly into right, and there's a base hit for Haggerty, who takes the turn at first. He's trying to stretch it on Canzone, and he hustles in there with a double. A hustle double for Sam Haggerty on a ball that many batters would just settle for a single on. And Haggerty with his third hit of this game. And now the Red Ears have a man in scoring position for Cade Marlowe with two outs. Marlowe has not extended his nine-game hitting streak yet. He's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. See if he can come through here. The pitch from Chris Matt is swung on and lined into right field. There's the base hit. Around third is Haggerty. He's going to score with ease. Cade Marlowe with the two-out RBI single. And the Red Ears lead it 6-2. A 10-game hitting streak for Marlowe, who gets the base hit. First pitch swinging here in the top of the seventh inning. Nice little two-out rally here for the Red Ears. Gregorius now the batter. Marlowe may immediately try to steal. We'll see. He has 19 stolen bases this season in 23 attempts, and he has a hefty lead, and now a pickoff move, and he's back in safely. Now the pitch is swung on and pulled on one hop to second base. Kennedy has it. He throws out Gregorius, and that wraps up the top of the seventh. But the Red Ears tack on a run here in the top of the seventh inning on three hits. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the seventh inning stretch. It's Tacoma 6, Reno 2.
As a business owner, you're used to having a plan B. But these days, you're probably also thinking about plan C, plan D, all the way to plan Z. At Propel Insurance, we're here to help. Our deep expertise in the industries we serve means we know your business inside and out. Our trusted relationships with the nation's leading carriers means you have access to coverage not always available elsewhere. And add to that a relentless claims department, and you've got a partnership you can count on no matter what. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where the Tacoma Rainiers lead the Reno Aces 6-2 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Nolan Blackwood has been in there for two innings so far, and he is staying in the game to begin the bottom of the seventh inning at least. He has thrown only 20 pitches in two innings, so that's why they're trying to get a little more than just two innings out of him. He's retired six of the seven batters he's faced. Diego Castillo is the hitter here, and Blackwood starts him off with a fastball for a called strike. It's 0-1. Castillo's 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Now the 0-1 pitch is a fastball for a strike, 0-2. So Blackwood ahead of the count, no balls, two strikes. Next pitch is outside, 1-2. Here comes the 1-2, and it's swung on and tapped back to the mound, fielded by Blackwood, and he underhands to first for the out, and one man's gone in the bottom of the seventh inning. Castillo grounds back to the pitcher, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. The attendance tonight in Reno, 10,275. They announced that that is the seventh largest crowd in Greater Nevada Field history. Here's the pitch to Buddy Kennedy, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Kennedy had his RBI double back in the first. Next pitch waved at and missed, and the count's even, 1-1. Nice soft speed delivery there from Nolan Blackwood. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it is a called strike, and it's 1-2. Another slider there from Blackwood. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. So 2-2, and Blackwood's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. He got him with a changeup, and there's the second out of the bottom of the seventh inning, and that's the first strikeout for Blackwood in 2 2/3 innings. And now Paven Smith is the batter. Smith flied out to center field in the fifth inning, the first batter that Blackwood faced upon entering the game. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch down low for a ball, 2-0. Pitch swung on it, bounced towards third. One big hop to Shiner, who has it, and his momentum's carrying him towards first, and he easily tosses to Gregorius for the out, and that does it for Paven Smith, and the inning is over. Three up, three down in the bottom of the seventh inning, and we head to the eighth. It is Tacoma 6, Reno 2.
Refresh your ride at O'Reilly Auto Parts with the new Art of Car Care line from Turtle Wax and L.A. street artist Mr. Cartoon. Whether it's a detailer to give your paint that extra shine or wheel and tire products to keep them spinning in style, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Get Turtle Wax and Mr. Cartoon's The Art of Car Care exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Reno 2. The new pitcher for the Aces, Luis Frias, takes over for Nabil Crismat, who went one inning, allowed three hits and one run, no walks, no strikeouts. Frias, hard-throwing righty to face Jake Shiner, and the pitch from the righty is a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Shiner had a two-run double in the first. He's one for three. Frias with his next pitch, and it is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. How about the Mariners? They shut out the Giants today 6-0 for their fourth consecutive win, getting back to the 500 mark on the year, 42-42. Pitch up high for a ball. Logan Gilbert went the distance. His first major league complete game and his first major league shutout. A five hitter. M's needed that. Gave the whole bullpen a break. So here's a swing and a foul by Shiner, 2-2. And Mike Ford, on his birthday, nonetheless, went 4-for-4 for the Mariners today with a homer. He's been hot lately, and really hot today, obviously. Now the 2-2 to Shiner, outside and low, ball three. The Mariners are going to try to sweep the Giants tomorrow on the road. Three-two pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got Shiner with a cutter, and one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. Frias, by the way, is in his 21st game for Reno. He's arguably their top reliever. 3-0 with a 1.78 ERA in 20 appearances. Only four walks in 25 and a third innings with 26 strikeouts. Here's Taylor Trammell. And Frias with a pitch. And it's in the dirt for a ball, and it's 1-0. After the Mariners wrap up the San Francisco series tomorrow, they're on the road to Houston, who's been surging in the AL West standings, and they won again today, beating the Rockies 4-1. Corey Jolks had four hits, and Gray Kessinger just called up from Sugarland, homered his first big league homer to help the Astros beat the Rockies. So there's one low to Trammell, 2-0. We're going to continue with Major League scores because we're not doing a Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Rainiers postgame show. In fact, the Rainiers postgame show is going to be extremely brief tonight. So now the 2-0 to Trammell is in there for a strike, 2-1. The fireworks in Reno are extremely loud, as you might imagine, and there's no way to muffle them here at Greater Nevada Field. The booth is basically an outdoor hut with no windows or anything. Here's a swing and a little looper up the middle, but it's caught by Hager for the second out of the inning. Trammell's little looper caught by the shortstop behind second base. And two men are out in the eighth. So O'Keefe now the batter. He's 1-for-3 with a homer. More big league scores then. Phillies beat Tampa 3-1. Aaron Nola pitched into the eighth inning and had a career-high 12 strikeouts. The Phillies have won their last 10 road games. That's kind of amazing. Their longest road winning streak since the 1970s. So there's a fastball in for a strike to O'Keefe. Padres hit a couple of homers off Shohei Ohtani and beat the Angels 8-5, and Ohtani left the game with a blister. So here's one down low for a ball. That might impact Ohtani's ability to pitch in the All-Star game, although I'm sure he'll still hit. Well, I shouldn't say I'm sure. Seems like he could probably still hit. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, and he went. That's strike two. The first base umpire on the call. O'Keefe doesn't like it. So 1-2. Cleveland walked off Atlanta 6-5 in the 10th inning. Rookie David Fry with the game-winning hit. One ball, two strikes to O'Keefe, and Frias with his pitch. And it's a fastball outside. 2-2. In the AL, the Yankees had a two-run homer from Gleyber Torres, and then later Gleyber scored the go-ahead run as the Yankees beat the Orioles 8-4. Here's the 2-2. Nope, time called. A pitch clock violation on Frias, so that's a ball. And the count goes full, 3-2. Fans don't like the pitch clock violation. Well, throw the ball more quickly then. Let's go. Here's the 3-2. And it is a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. And O'Keefe has struck out for the final out at the top of the 8th inning. 3-3 with a couple of strikeouts for Frias. And we are headed to the bottom of the 8th with the score. Tacoma 6, Reno 2.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
We go to the bottom of the 8th inning here in Reno. Tacoma leads 6-2. New pitcher for Tacoma, Taylor Williams, is in from the bullpen on in relief of Nolan Blackwood, who was terrific today with a capital T. Blackwood, 3 shutout innings of 1-hit ball. He retired 9 of the 10 batters he faced, allowing just one little measly single. Great job by Blackwood. We'll see if Taylor Williams can continue the hot relief pitching. The Rainiers actually had really good relief yesterday, too. Despite losing the game 11-2, the bullpen only allowed one run in 6 1/3 innings. Williams is appearing in his 30th game, tying Blackwood now for the team lead. And appearances, he's 2-0 with a 7.24 ERA. So Evans stands in, the league's leading hitter. Evans 1-for-3 in this game with a double. And he takes the first pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Evans with his average now at 357. Right-hand batter. Williams, the righty from Camas, Washington, with a fastball in there for a strike, and the count is even, 1-1. And Now this pitch is a fastball a little bit outside, and it's two balls, one strike. Williams with the 2-1 pitch. Slider called a strike, and the count's even 2-2. We'll continue with our look around the Major League Baseball scoreboard since we're not going to do it in the postgame show tonight due to the fireworks here in Reno. This time's called by Evans. He steps out for a moment. Now he's back in there and ready to hit. Two balls, two strikes. And Williams is ready. Here comes his 2-2 pitch. And it's a slider outside, full count 3-2. Twins beat Kansas City 9-3, their second straight win over the Royals, as Max Kepler homered and drove in four. Here's the 3-2 to Evans, and it swung on, hit in the air, foul down the right field line. Still three balls, two strikes. Texas Rangers were 6-2 winners over the Red Sox at Fenway. Dane Dunning having a really strong season for Texas. He allowed just one run today in six innings. He's got eight wins and one loss this year. 3-2 is low and away, ball four, a leadoff walk issued to Phillip Evans, and that gets things started for Reno in the bottom of the eighth inning. Third time tonight that the Rainiers have walked Reno's leadoff man in an inning. First two times he scored once. Dominic Canzone now the batter. He's 2-for-3 with a couple of singles. And the pitch is grounded right up the middle and through into center field. That's a base hit. Evans is around second and going to third. And the Aces have runners at the corners, with no one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Canzone with his third hit of the night, singling up the middle. He was hitless the last 3 days in Sacramento, and today he has three hits. So P.J. Higgins bats with runners at the corners and no one out. He's 0-for-3 with two ground outs and a strikeout. And the pitch from Williams is a fastball up high, ball one. The Oakland A's shut out Detroit in 10 innings today. One zip at Detroit. J.P. Sears against Tarek Skubal, as the catcher O'Keefe goes out to talk to Williams for a minute. Sears went 7 1/3 innings for Oakland. Skubal, out of Seattle U, has been injured all year. This was his first game, and he tossed four scoreless. And the A's won it in the 10th inning on a game-winning RBI off the bat of Ryan Noda. The 1-0 pitch is low for a ball, 2-0 to Higgins. One other American League game just wrapped up. The Blue Jays won at Chicago 4-3. 2-0 pitch foul back. That was over the White Sox. Got two runs in the eighth to take that game. Two balls, one strike to Higgins. Runners at first and third, no one out. Williams with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Counts even now. Right, here's lead 6-2. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Williams. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and there's the first out at the bottom of the eighth. P.J. Higgins strikes out for his second time today. And now Jose Herrera, the Reno catcher, comes to the plate, where he's 0 for 2 with a walk so far tonight. National League exclusive games. Cincinnati beat Washington 8 to 4. As the pitch to Herrera is in for a strike. The Reds starter, Brett Kennedy, in his first big league game in 5 years, got the win. Kennedy was once a PCL star with El Paso. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off. There was a year, it was 2017 or 2018, he went 10-0 for El Paso and got called up by the Padres and spent some time in the show with them, and that was 2018, and then he hadn't been back in the majors since until now, and he got the win for the Reds today. Got some help from the Reds rookie, Ellie De La Cruz, who had 4 hits tonight. Well, that last foul ball hit Herrera in the leg, and the trainer's out to check on him, although Herrera's up on his feet and kind of walking around a little bit and pointing at his foot, his right foot. So a brief conversation with the trainer. The trainer for Reno is on his way back to the dugout. That's Damon Real. 0-2 the count to Herrera with runners at the corners and one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Williams with his pitch. And it is up high for a ball. 1-2. Another final. The Marlins really blasted Adam Wainwright in St. Louis, 15-2. Jesus Sanchez had 3 hits, a homer, and 4 runs batted in. Now the 1-2 to Herrera is fouled off on the third base side, still 1-2. The Parrot Club of the Aces, the Arizona Diamondbacks, lost at home to the Mets 8-5. Starlin Marte with a 3-run homer for the Mets. Max Scherzer getting the win. 1-2 to Herrera is inside, and the count's even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the Cubs beat the Brewers in the 11th inning, 7-6. A defensive star in extra innings in that game. It's now Williams with a 2-2 to Herrera, and it's outside, ball 3. The Cubs left fielder, Ian Happ, threw out 2 runners at home plate in extra innings in an 11-inning game. He gunned down 2 Brewers at the plate in extra innings in a 1-run win. How about that? Well, here's the 3-2 to Herrera, and it swung on and roped into the gap in right center field. That's going to score a couple of runs. Evans is in. Canzone's around third. He's going to score. Herrera's going for third. And he is going to slide in there safely with a 2-run triple. It's now 6-4. Jose Herrera with a triple to the gap in right center field. And now Jake Hager is the batter. Hager's 2-for-3 with a couple of singles. Tying run at the plate, and Williams' pitch is a fastball called a strike, 0-1. Now the next pitch on its way from Williams, and it's outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Wrapping up our Major League scoreboard, the Pirates and Dodgers are the only game going on right now in the big leagues, and it is tied 6-6 going to the eighth inning at Dodger Stadium. Here's the 1-1 to Hager, down low for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. And it's low ball three. No one up in the Red Ears bullpen. They're going to see if Williams can get through this inning, but there's definitely concern from the Red Ears dugout, and the Red Ears pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas, is out to the mound to go talk to Taylor Williams. There's a runner at third with one out and a three-ball, one-strike count on Hager. Red Ears lead 6-4. One of those ballparks where it's very difficult to win a baseball game here when you score six runs. That's usually not enough to win in Reno, as this is a high-scoring environment, but the Red Ears pitching today has been outstanding, particularly Nolan Blackwood. Connor Wade survived a lot of base runners, was able to strand him in the early innings, and then Blackwood just dealt in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. But Williams running into some trouble here. It all started with a leadoff walk, so costly always in Reno. Now it's 3-1 to Hager. And the pitch is swung on and lined into left, and that's a base hit. Trotting in is Herrera. Hager has his third hit of the night, and it's a one-run ball game. Tacoma 6, Reno 5. Jake Hager with the RBI single, and now Reno has the tying runner at first base. There's only one out, and Jorge Barrosa is the batter. He's 0-2 with a walk tonight. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed against Williams. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Four of the first five Reno batters have reached base this inning. Three have already scored. Now Williams with the 1-0 pitch on its way to Barrosa, and that one's outside for a ball, 2-0. No one throwing in the Rainiers bullpen. The Red Ears don't have a starter for tomorrow's game. They're having a bullpen game tomorrow, so that's probably impacting decisions in terms of relief pitcher use in this one. As Williams' next pitch is outside, ball three. Williams' next pitch will be his 29th of this inning. And with that pitch count, they're going to have to get somebody up here in the pen shortly. 3-0 pitch, outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Barrosa. And there are two on with one out. Now the tying runner is in scoring position, and the go-ahead runner's on base for Reno. And Diego Castillo will be the batter. Castillo 0-3 with a walk and a run scored today. Right-hand batter. And Williams is set. Here's his pitch. And it's inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. It's dusk here in Reno. Lights taking full effect on the diamond. 1-0 pitch on its way to Diego Castillo. No, a bluff pickoff move, but no throw by Williams. There's the 1-0 now. And it is a fastball poured in there for a strike, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Right, here's a double play depth in the infield. Boy, would they love one of those right now. The 1-1 pitch is high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now Williams is set. 2-1 pitch on its way. And it's a fastball called a strike on the outside edge. Counts even now, 2-2. So Two on, one out, two balls, two strikes, and Williams with his pitch, and it swung on and blooped into right field, a base hit. Around third comes Hager. They're waving him in. Deloach's throw to the plate is in time. The tag is applied by O'Keefe, and now he whips a throw to second, and scrambling back in safely is Barossa. The Raiders get the out at the plate, and they still have a one-run lead. Zach Deloach throwing out Jake Hager at home as Hager tried to score on a bloop single to right off the bat of Castillo. Deloach throwing through to the plate on the fly. Barossa safe at second. Two outs, runners at first and second for Buddy Kennedy. What an accurate throw from Deloach when the Raiders needed it. Now Williams with his pitch to Buddy Kennedy, and it's poured in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Really soft hit there from Castillo, and Deloach turned it into an out at home plate. 0-1 pitch, fastball called, a strike at the knees. It's 0-2 to Buddy Kennedy. Williams trying to escape this inning with the lead still intact. Barossa has good speed at second base. And now Williams is ready. Here's the pitch, and it's up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Infield back, outfield playing straight away. Normal depth with Kennedy at the plate. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Taylor Williams. Runner takes off for third. The pitch is fouled away. Barossa was trying to steal third on that play, but the pitch fouled off, so he has to return to second base. Still one ball, two strikes to Buddy Kennedy. Williams now about to throw his 39th pitch of the inning. And a look towards second, but no throw over there. 1-2 the count to Buddy Kennedy. And Williams is set. Here's the right-hander's pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off down the right field line. Still one ball, two strikes. Once again is ready. Barossa leads from second. Castillo from first with two outs in the eighth. And the 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left. Here comes Hummel. It drops for a hit in front of him. Around third is Barossa. He scores the tying run. Stopping at second is Castillo. Another soft hit. Buddy Kennedy ties it up. It is 6-6. Four runs are in the eighth inning. And Pavin Smith will be the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning for the Aces, who have made it a brand new ball game. And they now have the go-ahead runner in scoring position at second in Diego Castillo. And the pitch to Pavin Smith is down low for a ball, 1-0. Still all quiet in the Rainiers bullpen, and Williams has thrown 41 pitches this inning. And the 1-0. Swung on and bounced foul first base side. Gregorius fielding it in foul territory. Counts even now, 1-1. There have been five hits this inning, and only two of them hit hard. Canzone's base hit, which was a grounder but sharply hit, and Herrera's triple to the gap. 1-1 pitch from Williams. Up high and outside, 2-1. Everybody, 2-1 delivery coming. And it's a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And now the next offering. Swung on, hit in the air to left, and this should do it. Hummel is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Reno comes all the way back. The Aces score four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning on five hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. It's a brand new ball game. We're going to the ninth inning. It's Tecoma 6, Reno 6.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tecoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Well, we go to the ninth inning, tied up 6-6, the Rainiers and the Reno Aces. And changes for the Aces. They have a new shortstop, Blaze Alexander, defensive replacement for Jake Hager. He hits in the eighth spot in the order. Alexander at short. And in from the bullpen, Joe Mantiply, the lefty who was just optioned to AAA by the Diamondbacks the other day. And he has his first pitch to Zach Deloach, and it's in there for a strike. It'll be Deloach, Hubbell, and McCoy to hit for the Red Ears at the top of the ninth inning. Mantiply in relief of Luis Frias, who tossed a three-up, three-down inning with two strikeouts. Pitch is bounced to first. Routine play for Pavin Smith, who fields it and turns it into an out. One out in the top of the ninth. Rainier's now warming up Diego Castillo in the bullpen. Cooper Hummel now the batter. He'll bat right-handed for his first time today against the lefty Mantiply. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Mantiply last year was the Diamondbacks' only All-Star. This year he gets opted to AAA because he'd been struggling in Arizona, and they're trying to win the NL West, and they've got to have their best 25 on the roster, 26. Their best 26 on the roster as there's a called strike to Hummel. One ball, one strike to Cooper Hummel. And the pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. So 2-1 the count to Hummel. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced slowly to third. This might work. It's fielded by Evans. Throw to first is not in time. Hummel legs out an infield single. And the Red Deers have a runner on with one out of the ninth. An infield single for Cooper Hummel, his second hit of the game. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy's 0-for-3, lined into a double play back to the pitcher his last time up. Fans trying to start the wave in Reno in a 6-6 game in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch to McCoy, and it's fouled away. There's strike one. I didn't mind the Red Ears fans trying to start the wave yesterday when it was 11-1. That's all right. Now the pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-1. On deck, Sam Haggerty. Mantiply with a move to first, and Hummel's back in. Hummel likes to try to steal, and he has 18 steals this year in 22 attempts, and he's the go-ahead runner. But a lefty on the mound makes that a little more difficult. Here's the 1-1 pitch on its way to McCoy, and this is a called strike at the top of the zone, and the count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. And another pickoff throw. Hummel back in, standing up. Tie game in the ninth inning. The Aces in the bottom of the ninth have their cleanup hitter, Phillip Evans, due up first, followed by Canzone and Higgins. 1-2 to McCoy is outside. Two balls, two strikes. McCoy showing a little more patient of an approach here in this plate appearance in the ninth inning. Now Mantiply ready. Here's the 2-2, and it's way outside, ball three. Full count, three balls, two strikes. So full count, 3-2. Hummel might be on the move. And there he goes, and the pitch is swung on and popped up. Foul on the first base side. Smith over, and he can't get it. It's out of play. Barely. So McCoy stays alive, still 3-2. So we'll do it again, and Hummel will likely be on the move again. The pitcher, Mantiply, is no longer allowed to throw a pickoff move unless he records the out. He's already disengaged from the rubber twice during this plate appearance. There goes the runner. The pitch is high, ball four. McCoy with a very strong plate appearance right there to draw that walk on the full count pitch. Well done by McCoy, and now the Red Deers have the go-ahead runner in scoring position. In Hummel at second, they have McCoy at first with one out, and Sam Haggerty coming to the plate, where he's 3-for-4 tonight with a single, a double, and two runs scored. Here's the pitch, and it's grounded up the middle, and it's fielded. No, it's not. It's off the glove of Kennedy, and the ball trickles into center. Hummel's trying to score, and he's going to score. And the Red Deers take the lead on an error up the middle by Buddy Kennedy. That should have been one out, if not two. Probably not two with Haggerty running, but it should have been a forced out at second base. But it went off the glove of Buddy Kennedy, who was ranging up the middle. And Tacoma has taken the lead here at the top of the ninth. Hummel sent home after that ball went off the glove of Kennedy and trickled into center field. And now a big conference on the mound for the Aces as they're going to try to regroup. I believe they're going to score that in error. I've not heard officially yet. And they did. They've put an error up on the scoreboard. It has to be an error. That should have been an out at second. They should have had a force out at second pretty easily. Conference on the Mound breaks up. Marlowe stands in, left versus left. Two on, one out, and the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Marlowe's 1-for-3 with an RBI single and a walk tonight. Has scored a run, has driven in a run. He has extended his hitting streak to 10 consecutive games. He has 16 hits during the 10-game streak. 1-0 pitch is popped up foul on the third base side. Over is Evans, and it's out of play. It landed on the roof of the Aces dugout, which is on the third base side here. One ball, one strike to Marlowe. Two on, one out, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to right field. Pretty deep. Canzone's back. He's at the track. And he has given up because this ball is gone. A three-run home run for Cade Marlowe to right field. And the Red Raiders, after losing a four-run lead in the bottom of the eighth inning, have regained a four-run lead in the top of the ninth. Cade Marlowe with a towering fly to right field that just carried out of here in the thin air of Reno. And the Red Raiders lead it 10-6. Marlowe with his 10th homer of the year. Now Gregorius is the hitter. And man applies pitch as a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Cade Marlowe comes through with the big blow to right field. Now the pitch is down low for a ball. 1-1. Diego Castillo in the Rainier's pen is going to have a lead to protect at the bottom of the ninth inning. Base is empty, one out. One ball, one strike to Gregorius. And the pitch from Mantiply is a slider down low. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch is low ball three. Three balls, one strike. Three-one pitch. Bounced foul, first base side, and it's a full count now to Gregorius, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, one out, and the pitch to Gregorius is swung on and bounced to the right side, and this is fielded by Smith at first, and he will beat Gregorius to the bag himself for the putout, and two men are gone at the top of the ninth inning. D.D. Gregorius bounces out to first, and now Jake Shiner will be the batter. Reminder, tomorrow night's game is at 6:35, and the Red Deers are having a bullpen game. We're not sure who's going to start it yet. They're going to figure it out after tonight's game's done. So here's the pitch to Shiner, and it is low for a ball. Reno is starting the lefty Connor Pilkington, whom the Red Deers have faced previously this season. Yeah, the 1-0 inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now here's one in there for a called strike, and it moves to 2-1. Right here start Kyle Hart on Thursday, Marcus Walden on Friday, Jose Rodriguez on Saturday. All of that subject to change, I've been told. Here's a swing and a foul out of play, 2-2. Every time it looks like the right ear's rotation might be settling into something of a routine, that plan gets blown up one way or the other. Now the 2-2 is looped out into right field, but it's going to carry to Canzone, who makes the catch, and Shiner is out at the top of the ninth. Four runs, though, for the Red Ears at the top of the ninth inning. On two hits, Cade Marlowe with the big blow, the three-run homer. There was an error and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the ninth. We'll see if a four-run lead is enough. It's Tacoma 10, Reno 6.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 10, Reno 6. And the Red Ears bring in Diego Castillo to try to finish this one off. Castillo pitching in back-to-back games. He worked a scoreless inning last night at Tacoma. Three up, three down. He had an easy frame. We'll see if he can get three outs before four runs score here tonight. It's never, ever a sure thing in Reno. Never. We have learned that over the years. Well, Phillip Evans starts things off. The Aces cleanup man, the league's leading hitter. 1-for-3 with a walk and a double and an RBI and a run scored tonight. 357 hitter. Castillo is appearing in his 21st game for the Red Ears. 4-1 with a 4.97 ERA. And he has trouble with his pitch comp system, and he calls time, and the umpire is going to go out there and review the situation and try to get it working with Brian O'Keefe as well. So I'll go ahead and handle that right now. Reno trailed 6-2 going to the bottom of the eighth inning. They sent nine batters to the plate and scored four runs, tying it up 6-6. The Rainiers had an answer for them. They scored four runs in the top of the ninth to take a 10-6 lead. Cade Marlowe's three-run homer opening it up after the Red Ears took the lead on an error. Now, the Red Ears are still trying to get this pitch comp situation resolved. Castillo needed a replacement earpiece that had to be jogged in from the bullpen. Like a baton passed from right fielder Zach Deloach to first baseman Didi Gregorius to relief pitcher Diego Castillo standing on the mound. Apparently, the situation has been resolved. And we are ready to play the bottom of the ninth inning. Evans stands in. Castillo's into his motion, and the pitch is a fastball a little bit high, ball one, close but high, 95-mile-per-hour fastball. Castillo's velocity has ticked up here in recent appearances, and he's back into the mid-90s where he was when he was having success for the Mariners in the past. He throws a slider that misses high. He's behind the count, 2-0. Evans has a very good eye. Far more walks than strikeouts this year. And the 2-0 from Castillo is a fastball call to strike 2-1. Evans with 56 walks and 33 strikeouts this year in over 320 plate appearances. 2-1 pitch. Fastball outside, ball three. So 3-1 to Evans. Rainier's in danger of walking the leadoff man for what would be the fourth time tonight if this happens. Castillo's 3-1 pitch is inside, ball four, and it happened. Never the way you want to start the bottom of the ninth in Reno, a leadoff walk. Evans heads down to first. Now Dominic Canzone is the batter. He's 3-for-4 with three singles tonight. Had a base hit and scored a run last inning. Left-hand batter. And Castillo is set. Here's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0, fastball called a strike, and the count's even 1-1, and Castillo needed that. The right-hander from the Dominican Republic is set. Here comes his 1-1 pitch, and it is a swing and a foul, strike two. So Castillo out ahead of the count now. One ball, two strikes on Dominic Canzone. And here we go, the 1-2 pitch. Is a swing and a bouncer up the middle, and that's going to get through into center field, a base hit. Going around second and heading to third is Evans. Canzone with a base hit. And the Aces are threatening in the bottom of the ninth inning. Chopper right through the center of the diamond. Canzone has four singles tonight. So P.J. Higgins is the batter. A's 0-for-4 with two strikeouts and two groundouts. Rainier's with a four-run lead. Castillo's pitch is outside into the backstop, and the runner at third will hold, but the runner at second, Canzone, moved up to second base on the wild pitch. Well, the Rainiers don't really care about these runners with a four-run lead, but the tying run is in the on-deck circle, so it's time to start getting some outs here in the bottom of the ninth. 1-0 the count to Higgins, and the pitch is way outside, ball two. So Castillo behind in the count to P.J. Higgins, 2-0. Jose Herrera on deck. Blaze Alexander is after him. And the 2-0 from Castillo is a fastball low, ball three. Oh, boy. A walk would bring the tying run to the plate. Three-0 pitch coming. This guy is not going to be swinging, and it is called a strike, 3-1. Higgins take it all the way. So 3-1. And the next pitch from Castillo is low, ball four. So two walks and a single, and Reno gets the tying run coming to the plate. In the bottom of the ninth with no one out. Jairo Cuevas goes to the mound to talk to Castillo, as does Brian O'Keefe. Castillo seems visibly frustrated out there. Well, we've got a pinch hitter here for Herrera. Tristan English is going to bat for Jose Herrera. He's got some power, English. Seven homers and 150 at-bats, a 287 average. So English, right-hand hitter, settles in. He's normally a first baseman, pinch hitting here, representing the tying run with no one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. And Castillo is set, and his pitch is swung on and grounded past the diving McCoy and into left field, a base hit. Everyone moves up one base. Evans scores. Canzone takes third. Higgins to second. English with the pinch hit single. It's 10-7, and the tying runners are on base. Blaze Alexander will bat for his first time. Alexander hitting .329 in 21 games with four homers and 15 runs batted in. He's been injured most of the season, just activated 3 weeks ago. And Castillo really in a jam now. 10-7 Tacoma, bases loaded, no one out here in Reno. The Aces are now in a spot where they can win with one swing of the bat. Still no one out. And Castillo's pitch is a slider check swing. He went, says the first base umpire. There's strike one. 0-1 to Alexander. Castillo gets his first pitch strike, other than the last batter who hit a single off the first pitch. Now the 0-1 on its way. And it is called a strike two. No balls, two strikes to Blaze Alexander. On deck for Reno is Jorge Barrosa. After him is the other, Diego Castillo. 0-2 the count to Alexander. And the pitch from Castillo is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. Racing in Trammell. He's going to get there. And he makes the catch. Tagging at third base is Canzone. He'll score. The other runners hold. It is 10-8. So a sack fly for Alexander. The Red Ears are happy to get an out here in the bottom of the ninth. And now Jorge Barrosa will be the batter. Barrosa's 0-2 with two walks and a run scored. Switch hitter bats left. And the pitch from Castillo is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Right, here's have the infield at double play depth and shifted towards the right a bit with Barrosa batting left-handed. Outfield plays him straight away. And Castillo with a 1-0 pitch. And it swung on and bounced slowly towards first, and it goes foul. That's a strike then, 1-1. Barrosa's a good runner if he hits a grounder in the infield. It'll be tough to double up. And a slow bouncer could be a problem, too. One ball, one strike to Barrosa. Castillo is set. Here's his next pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Threw a fastball past him at 96 on the gun. So Castillo ahead of Barrosa, ball and two strikes. Barrosa calls time and steps out of the batter's box. One out of the ninth, Tacoma 10, Reno 8. After 7.5 innings of pretty good pitching tonight, at times really good relief work, Reno baseball has arisen here in the late innings. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung out and lined into right field, a base hit. Deloach picks it up. At third is Higgins, and he stops, and the bases are loaded with one out. So Barossa singles to right. Now the Aces have the tying runner at second base in the form of Tristan English, and the winning runner at first base in the form of Jorge Barossa, with just one out in the bottom of the ninth. Diego Castillo comes to the plate with the bases loaded and one out, facing the right ears, Diego Castillo. The hitter is 1-for-4 with a single and a walk tonight. The reliever throws. The pitch is grounded to third, off the glove of Shiner into left field. Two runs are going to score, and we are all tied up. And then the throw home gets away. Barossa goes to third. He rounds third, takes a big turn, and holds at third. And Reno has the winning runner at third base with one out of the ninth. It is 10-10. Castillo's bouncer was to Shiner's left. He also had to back up a step and reach out to his left, and it tipped off his glove and went into left field. The tying run score, and runners are at second and third. The right ears are going to intentionally walk Buddy Kennedy to set up a force out at any base and pitch to Paven Smith. Castillo credited with a two-run single. The error charged to Hummel for the throwback in that allowed Barossa to take third, Castillo to second. Kennedy just was intentionally walked. The right ears have to bring the infield at least partway in to try to get a force out at home. Paven Smith, the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning. The winning runner, Barossa, at third is fast. Castillo is set. And the pitch is swung on, hit into right center, and that's the ball game. Reno walks it off. They take it 11-10, scoring 9 runs in the final 2 innings tonight against the Red Ears. What a disappointment for Tacoma. 9 runs in the final 2 innings. Our final score, Reno 11, Tacoma 10. The Red Ears postgame show is coming up next.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Reno beats Tacoma 11-10 with not one but two stunning comebacks here at Greater Nevada Field. Not sure how much time I have here before the fireworks start. There's no way to muffle the sound here in Reno, so We'll just roll with it. Rainier's got four at the top of the first. Two-run doubles from Shiner and Deloach. Marino got two in the bottom of the first inning, including RBI doubles by Buddy Kennedy and Phillip Evans. And then in the third, Brian O'Keefe hit a solo homer for the Rainiers, his 16th. That made it 5-2, and it stayed that way for quite a while. The Rainiers got some terrific relief pitching from Nolan Blackwood, three innings in which he allowed just one hit and no runs. And also Connor Wade survived four innings, allowing nine base runners, but only two runs. Did a nice job pitching with traffic on base. In the seventh, the Rainiers made it 6-2 on Cade Marlowe's two-out RBI single that brought in Sam Haggerty, who reached base four times tonight and scored three runs. It was 6-2 going to the bottom of the eighth. Taylor Williams came in to pitch, and he walked the leadoff man. That's bad here. Dominic Canzone followed with a single with one out. Jose Herrera hit a two-run triple. That made it 6-4. Then Jake Hager hit a soft single left, making it 6-5. And later in the inning, Buddy Kennedy had an RBI single to make it 6-6. Four runs in the bottom of the eighth to tie it for Reno. We went to the ninth, and the Rainiers responded, getting a run on an error. And then Cade Marlowe, a three-run homer off the lefty Joe Mantiply. And the Rainiers were ahead 10-6. Surely they couldn't lose two four-run rallies in the last two innings. Well, it turned out they could. Reno scored five runs in the bottom of the ninth off Diego Castillo and had the walk-off hit from Pavin Smith, and that did it. Reno wins the game 11-10 with 17 hits and one error. They left 12 on, and Tacoma scored 10 runs, 11 hits, one error, left three on base. Mantiply the winner, Castillo the loss. 10,275 the attendance. Time of game, 2 hours, 50 minutes. Reno is 48-34, 4-3 in the second half. Rainiers are 40-42, 3-4 in the second half. That'll do it. We'll be back with you tomorrow night at 6:35. Oh, yeah, the Mariners won 6-0. Okay, that'll do it. We'll be back with you at 6:35 tomorrow. Pregame starts at 6:25. Reno wins at 11-10.